Hey, you're listening to Soul Magic Sessions. This is me, your host, Kirsty Callow, and I'm here to help you reconnect with and reawaken your true divine essence and your inner magic. So let's get started. Hey there, hi magic ones, it's Kirsty of course, and welcome to session 3 of this podcast, which I call Soul Magic Sessions. And I'm really excited to delve into this topic today. Whew, I'm gonna take a big deep breath before I get going. And that's always a sign for me that this is going to be really healing. So a lot of this energy that a lot of what I'm going to talk about today is very raw and real in my energy, and so I'm trusting that whatever's going to come through me is going to be of use to somebody listening. So this podcast episode, this session, is all about embracing your unique path, embracing your uniqueness, embracing your unique gifts, embracing your unique energy, embracing you as an individual here to live out and express yourself in an individual, unique way is absolutely truth for every single person on this planet. And one of the things that I think can stop us from embracing our uniqueness, our unique path, our unique self, is something that is called tribe mentality. And this is something, like I said, is really raw and real for me right now. So I'm going to be really truthful. So a lot of my life, I've always kind of felt a little bit different. I've always felt like I was just a little bit, what I would say, maybe now looking back, maybe a bit odd, but not in a bad way. Like, I actually quite like being odd. I like being weird. I like being different. I like being unique. But the older that I've got, the more that I've realized that there are certain ways of being that I think as humans we can get ourselves into, which are tribe-based, that are very much like, oh, everybody's doing it that way. That's the way that I should therefore do it. And probably when I was in my teenage years, I remember when I first started secondary school, or even when I was in primary school, there would be clusters of other girls that would get together, and they kind of have like little, like, I don't know, like little secret circles, and I would kind of always be on the outside of that, and sometimes by choice, and often deliberately not included. And I wouldn't say that from a that I was bullied or left out of things, but it was, there was a part of me that knew from that age that I didn't really want to be part of something that was everybody's doing this. I know that sounds odd, but I've always kind of seen myself as quite separate. Not better than, but separate or different. And the older that I've got, the more that I've realized that sometimes the way that I view the world isn't necessarily the mainstream way of viewing the world. And those of you that probably are listening to this probably can identify with that as well. With this real notion now that what I would call it is having a free-spirited way of life. I don't believe that everybody on this planet is here to go to school, to go to university, to get a job, to buy a house, to get married, to have a kid, to have another kid, to retire and die. And I feel like that is the pretty much the paradigm that so many of us have been taught that we are to exist within, that there is this parameter, that there is this box, that there is this this limit to what we're able to do and how we're able to live. And certainly as a female, I also feel restrictions. I also am very aware at the moment of where I have bought into things like, as a female, this is my role, or as a mum, this is my role, or as a wife, this is my role. And I'm really breaking free of a lot of those stereotypes and really questioning them within myself. Like, what do I want? Do I want to do what I feel I should do? Or do I want to do what feels right for me, that really is speaking to me at a soul level? And sometimes to walk that path, least walked, as the saying says, what's that saying, is it like to walk the path I don't know. You look it up. You know the phrase I mean. That one all about that when we can really truly be ourselves, we walk this path that maybe not a lot of people are walking. And it can be terrifying. It can be really scary, because if the majority of people that you know are kind of living life in one way and you are kind of out here on your own, being your own unique person, it can feel like separation. It can feel like death to the ego, because we are almost... I don't know whether it's a conditional thing or whether it's a biological thing. And I know a lot of people say it goes back to caveman times, but we are kind of programmed to live in tribes, to kind of help each other out, to, in the tribe, there's that one person who does that. And then there's a person who collects wood. And then there's the person that hunts. And there's the person that's the healer. But everybody kind of keeps this same base belief, or I suppose code of conduct, that's like we're all going to stay at the same kind of level. So when one person starts to step outside the tribe, that can be a threat to the tribe. And this is what happens. So I was listening to an amazing audio series by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's obviously passed on now, and his audio series is called Manifesting Your Destiny. And he spoke about this, about how when one person breaks away from the tribe, it can be a threat. So say, for example, you're living your life, you're just, you're plodding along, you're in the rat race, so to speak, which was definitely my experience. And then something wakes you up and you're like, oh, hang on, I feel like there's something more for me. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something different. So you start to make the decision. And this was definitely my experience when I absolutely made the decision. I don't want to live my life like this. I don't want to just go to work to get paid, to live for the weekends. There is more to life. There is more to me. There is more to all of us. And we just need to discover what that path is for us. But when I started to break away, I noticed some resistance from those around me. And it would be in very subtle ways, like, oh, why are you doing that? Why are you reading that book? Why are you into that? Oh, don't you think you're a bit weird? And to be perfectly honest with you, I've always had that weird sense about me, like I've said. So it wasn't actually that difficult for me to just kind of go, well, yeah, this is who I am. Ironically, the further along my journey I've gone, the more profound that sense has been, that I feel like I'm separating more and more away. And the reason I'm sharing this is that if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, that's me, I feel like so separate, I feel so different, hang in there, because what you're going to do eventually is you're going to discover a new tribe of people, a new group of people who get the way that you think and are more on your wavelength. It doesn't mean that the people that you have in your life are wrong or bad, but it's just sometimes that being out there on the edge can be terrifying. It's like, oh my God, like what if I'm alone? And that's what I was saying about, like, it becomes like a death to our ego that just wants to belong, that wants to fit in, that wants to be part of something. The ego wants to be ahead. It wants to be, I'm part of something, but I'm also the best one at this. But when we separate ourselves out, and we're basically saying, I'm not even in this race. I'm taking myself out of this quote unquote rat race, and I'm living my life by my own terms. Doesn't mean that we don't need other people, but it certainly means that we don't follow just rules because that's the way that people do it. And so for me, every time that I hear somebody say, oh, I'm doing that because that's just the way that it's done, it absolutely makes me go, ah, because we are all here to break free of these. I believe at least that we're all here to break free of the limitations that have been placed on us and actually discover our true identity. And it is only through deciding to remove yourself from a paradigm, from a limited way of life, that you actually begin to realize who you truly are. And the further along your path you go, you realize you see the illusion in that. So this, or you see the illusion in, I should clarify that, you see the illusion in being in the systems that are set up to say, well, this is the way that it should be. You should go to school, you should get a degree, you should go and get a well-paying job, settle down in that for the rest of your life. You should meet somebody and get married to that person. You should buy a house, you should have children, and you should die. And as the more that I experience outside of that paradigm, the more that I see that that is not the way that it's meant to be, because you see people who are going off and doing different things in their own way, and they're thriving and they're living. And so there's nothing wrong with living that way if you're choosing that. But for me, I wasn't choosing that. I was doing that on autopilot because I felt like that's the way I have to be. This is the way that life is. This is the rules of the game. And like I said, when you remove yourself from the game, you get to create your own rules. You get to live your life in the way you want to. So for some people who are very logical brained and might think, well, actually, well, if we all started to go off and do our own thing, what would happen to society? We've all got to toe the line. We've all got to do our bit. And what I would argue is actually, no, the way that we are set up at the moment, there is less creativity than there could be. There is less harmony than there could be. There's more frustration. There are more people that are feeling disconnected because they're being told this is the way you've got to be, rather than who are you? What lights you up? You know, really tapping into our core, into our truth, into our full divinity is what I believe we are here to do, into our powers, into our manifestation powers, into our powers to create for ourselves what it is that we desire. And so embracing your uniqueness, which is today's topic, is really about being okay with stepping outside of the lines. And sometimes for those of us that maybe have always known that we're a little bit different, that might come through as like a real blatant rebellion. Like, you know, I'm going to dye my hair pink. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to do all the things that go against the grain. And so you might have found yourself over the last however many years kind of asking yourself like, oh my God, do I actually really want to live my life like that? Are these actually clothes that I want to wear? What would I be doing differently in my life if I wasn't scared of being judged? There could be lots of things that come through you and move through you as a way to help you deepen your connection with yourself so that you can actually understand who you are. And when I talk about who you are, it's not only who you are as a personality, as a unique personality, but it's about who you are in the wider scheme of things, about who you are as a divine being here to express that unique flair, that unique energy through your body, through your personality at this time and place on earth right now. And so I'm going to give you some really, really easy like tips and ways in which I have begun to embrace my uniqueness in ways that absolutely mean that by day, by day, by day, I'm growing more in confidence and courage and just putting myself out there. So the first step is be bold. And I know that sounds really like, well, how? Think about your life right now and think about where in your life are you dulling yourself down? Are you kind of like, oh, I can't really wear those clothes. I can't really, you know, I can't really have my hair the way I want it. I can't really listen to the music that I want because people are going to judge me. And what can you do, maybe even today or this week, that actually brings you more into alignment with yourself? Now this, for me, what I really always wanted to do is what I really wanted pink hair. And back when I was in my 20s, I actually dyed my hair pink. And then it kind of went more of like a gingery orange color. And then I dyed it back to brown. But it was like a first attempt of me kind of like playing with my own individuality. Now I have my hair braided and it's pretty much pink or purple, and I change it up different colors, and it's a way of me expressing who I am, but it's also a way of me being boldly myself. It's me asserting myself as this is who I am. Now the thing here is like, be aware of whether you're doing this to make a statement for other people or whether you're doing it to make a statement for yourself. Because the first way, the former way, is really about, I still want people to accept me. I want people to notice me. And again, there's nothing wrong with this. And sometimes this can be the way in which the route in which we go. But the more empowering way is like, I am going to do this for me. So what can you do today for yourself that actually brings you more into your uniqueness? And one of those ways is to be bold. Do something that feels bold and empowering and courageous for you, not so that other people notice and go, oh my God, look how bold that person is. Look at her. Because as soon as you start going down that road, then everything becomes conditional on others. And that's something that I'm going to talk about today anyway in this episode. So first tip is to do something that's bold. The second thing is to get really clear about what actually makes you uniquely you. Now, I talk about something called unique soul gifts, which I believe are the gifts that we've come through into this life with so that we can actually make a greater impact on the planet, so that we can actually serve the planet, so that we can light up the planet. So for me, my unique soul gifts are, I'm a teacher, I'm a singer, I'm a great listener, I am colourful and radiant in the way that I present myself and in the way that I move through the world. I am a healer. One of my unique soul gifts is that I actually have a capacity to heal. They're just some of the things, and I could probably keep going, but I want you to identify, what are your unique soul gifts? What are you? What is it that really gives you that flair? What is it that's unique about you? And you might start to find things, go, well, that's not unique to me, because I also know someone else that has it. But the whole point of this is that if you were to put all your gifts into one big bowl, or really into one sphere or ball, what you would notice is that nobody else on the planet would have this exact same combination of gifts and skills and talents in the way that you do. Nobody else is, because, and that's why we are all individual. Like, we all have individual fingerprints for a reason, because we are unique. So what is it that makes you unique? What is your soul's fingerprint? Like, what is the thing that if you were to actually bottle this, that this would be your essence? This is the essence of who you are. And again, look at this from your own perspective rather than how other people view you. Because we can say, oh, actually, so-and-so thinks that I'm, you know, a good writer. So that must be my thing. This has got to be something that you identify with, because again, it's about taking this inwards. It's about, rather than doing what we've been taught to do, which is to look outwards for validation, it's looking inwards for validation. It's about internal validation. What is it that you feel makes you unique? This exercise really is just an exercise in reminding yourself of your greatest qualities and attributes. And reminding yourself, for you, not because it's going to get you some kind of approval from elsewhere, not because these gifts are good, because they can serve others. Yes, they serve others in the long run, but only if you're living them from yourself. Because when we give our gifts from a space of, I'm giving my gifts because I want to be liked, or I'm giving my gifts because I want to be that person that's, you know, the nice person, we're not fully giving them from our soul. We're giving them from a place of ego. But when you can actually really notice your gifts, completely embrace them, and then embody them, which would be the next step, is that when you notice, actually, I'm actually a really good writer, you're going to ask yourself, which is the next step, okay, what am I going to do now? Now that I know that these are my unique gifts, what am I going to do with them? So that's the next step, is get clear. Grab a piece of paper. If you want to do a spider diagram or like a mind map, put me in the middle, or you, you, but me, whatever. And then just do like maybe just arrows outwards and you know, make a note of all the things that make you uniquely you, so that you have a visual idea, a visual sense of that. You might decide to write a list, but getting it down on paper is going to be really powerful for you and remind you that you are a unique being here, that there is literally no other person. There are like 7 billion people on the planet, and not one other person is like you. Not one other person is like you. And that's a good thing. We've been taught to believe that our differences are what make us weird or odd, but actually your differences are what make you powerful. Your differences and the way that you are unique is exactly why what you can offer for you and for the world. For you and for the world. Okay, so moving on to tip 3. It's all about, how can you start sharing your uniqueness with the world? Whew, this one feels quite big for me. This one feels like there's a lot of emotional baggage for me around this, if I'm honest, because there's always a sense of me that feels like, if I start sharing myself too much, am I going to be a show off? Am I going to be too big? Are people going to think I'm too much? And that's just my stuff. I don't want to project that onto you. But when we hold ourselves back from sharing the things that we are here to share, frustration ensues, depression ensues, all range of things that you could imagine that come when you suppress something down will start to come through, because you are here to be the unique expression of who you are, and that includes sharing that yourself with the world. So if you're an artist, paint, create, draw. If you're a writer, write. If you are here to be a healer, if you're a healer and you are suppressing yourself because you're scared of being judged, what do you think that's going to do for you on a vibrational level? It's going to make you ill. It's going to make you withdrawn. And I believe this is why this is so powerful and resonant for me right now, is I realize how much of myself I've contained and bottled because I was really scared of rejection, really scared of being judged. And actually right now I'm in the process of writing a book, which is called Shine and Don't Give a Shite, which is all about how to really be free of those fears of outshining others, and be free of the fear of, oh my God, if I put myself out there, is that going to mean I love myself or I'm a big head or whatever? It's really not about that. That's the ego story. That is limitation speaking. That is coming from a space of, oh, I don't want somebody to get bigger than me. So if anybody has ever shamed you or made you feel bad for sharing your gifts with the world, then maybe it's time to let that go and to realize that was never about you. That's absolutely about the other person. Last episode was about forgiveness. And the one before that was about letting go. So if you need to go and listen back to those podcasts, there'll be really powerful ways in which you can actually begin to let go of any baggage that you've acquired on your journey of being you, that have made you feel like it's not safe for me to be me. It's not safe for me to be my unique self. I've somehow got to fit in. I've somehow got to kind of, I've got to fit this mold, because that's not what you're here for. And the sooner that you realize that, the freer you will be. And the freer that you are, the more you share yourself with the world, for you and the world. That's the thing. This isn't about, oh, you just got to help the world and you got to sod yourself. Like, oh, I can't take care of myself. No, you're doing this for you. And then that impact into the world is the ripple effect. So that's tip three, just to recap, is share your gifts, share something with the world. Look at where you're not sharing, and if you need to do some inner work around that, or actually if you're even stuck on that and you feel like that's something that you need some support with, reach out to me. I do one-to-one work around this, and it's my favorite thing to do. But anyway, moving on to tip number four, or area number four, which is so important. This is, where are you trying to fit the mold? Where are you in your life doing things out of habit, out of, well, this is the way it should be done. Now, we are creatures of habit. So I'm not saying that you're going to notice all these things and then go, oh, all right, I'm scrapping all of that, because it's like a gradual process. It's like peeling back of the layers and questioning and doing a little bit of inquiry with yourself and saying, yeah, like, why am I doing that? So I just want you just to pause for a moment now. You might want to pause the audio and just consider, where in my life am I trying to fit in? Where in my life am I trying to do what I feel like I should do, rather than what my soul is calling me to do? Now, I'm not talking about moral obligations, like, you know, I feel like I should be a responsible citizen and not hurt people. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about, oh, I feel like I should really I feel like I should really buy a house, because, you know, I feel like if I don't buy a house, then I'm not going to have the security. Or I feel like I should get married, because, you know, me and my partner have been together for a while now, and, you know, the done thing is to get married. And, you know, and if, like, do you see what I mean? Like, maybe it's not even a value of yours, so you feel like you're shoulding on yourself. So pause this audio and get really real with yourself. You might want to grab a piece of paper, write that on the top. That's, I love this phrase, where are you shoulding on yourself? and get really real, and then when you're finished, come back. Okay, so what came up for you around that? Where in your life, and I'm sure if you're drawn to this podcast and it resonated with you, then there's going to be probably at least one area for you where you know that you are just kind of just plodding along and you're doing what you feel like you should be doing, rather than actually listening to that deeper call within you. And then the next part of this is to ask yourself, why? Why am I doing that? And again, get really truthful, because there is a reason why we're doing it. And if I can go back to what I was speaking about at the beginning around tribe mentality, there could be some connection there for you that, oh, I'm doing that because I actually want to fit in. I want to be included. Or maybe it's that I'm doing it just because I felt like that was the way I had to do it. I didn't know there was a different way. Or I'm doing it because I'm actually scared of doing it a different way. I'm scared of like doing it and then failing. So I'm doing it the way that everybody else says I should do it, because at least it's a proven way of doing it. So get really, really honest with yourself and don't worry about what comes up. This is about being as non-judgmental as possible, because when we start to judge ourselves for the way we're feeling or the way we're living, guess what? We compound the issue. We compound the issue, we resist the issue rather than letting it be free and going, yeah, like, oh my God, I never realized just how much. Like for me, for example, I've always struggled with being a people pleaser. So I feel like I should say yes to every single thing that I'm invited to do. So if somebody says to me, oh, I'm doing this thing, do you want to come? Or like, we're having this thing, do you want to come? And I, oftentimes in the past, I would actually pack my diary out with events and things that I felt like I should attend. Even if it wasn't for me, or even if I wasn't in the mood, or even if I knew that on that particular day, well, I've already got several other things, I'm probably going to be exhausted, but I would do it out of a sense of obligation because I felt like that's what I should do. That's what makes me a nice person. Why did I do it? The deeper why was I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be accepted. I didn't want people to reject me. I didn't want to be abandoned. So underneath this action or this way of being was actually a deeper need to be liked. And the deeper that I go with that, I realized that actually, no, I don't really need to be liked. That was just a childhood thing that I had, that I need people to like me. Otherwise, I'm out here on my own. And once I realized that actually I'm always supported and it's actually more important for me to honor myself rather than commit to something in a half-assed way. It's like, if I commit to myself, what changes? What can I then give to others? So spend some time with this today. I would really invite you to explore this last one more than anything, because when you get clear about this last one, all the other things that we've spoken about start to kind of fall more into place. Because when you realize, oh my God, how much energy I'm wasting on this particular habit because I feel like I should, like if I just let this go, oh my God, I'm gonna have all this time to actually do what I want, or I'm gonna have the energy or the mind space or the bandwidth to actually do what I want. So this is really powerful, guys. Like really embracing your uniqueness, it starts with understanding where are you not allowing yourself to be who you are, and what can you do right now to kind of just start peppering that out there, putting a little bit more of yourself out there, and again, doing it from a place of for you rather than, oh, for others. But if you're anything like me, you're probably still gonna have that thing, oh my God, I hope people still like me. I hope people still like me if I'm myself. And eventually that will start to fade away. Whatever fear or belief that you have around being yourself is not allowed or being yourself is not safe will start to fade away, because the more that you connect with yourself, the more you realize that that is enough. And then you create genuine connections. You create genuine connections with people that will love and accept you for you, and they'll love and accept your choices and honor you rather than trying to make you be somebody that you're really not. So just to recap on the four tips that I shared with you, number one, be bold. Do something today that is really bold, that kind of brings you back to yourself, that makes you realize, oh my gosh, this is who I am. Yes, like maybe it's wearing that beautiful red dress that you have. Maybe it's like styling your hair in a different way. Maybe it's having a conversation with somebody that you've always felt a little bit intimidated by. Allow yourself to be that little bit bolder today. Number two is get clear on your unique qualities. What makes you uniquely you? What is it that makes you you, that makes you different to other people? And again, don't worry if it's like, actually, that doesn't make me unique because lots of people sing or lots of people write. It's not about that. It's about when those things are in combination, it creates a beautiful blend, and that blend is you. So get clear about what makes you unique. Tip number three is put yourself out there, share your gifts with the world. And again, it's not because you're sharing your gifts with the world because that's your duty, but it's because that's actually why you're here. That's the fun of life. So if you're an artist, paint. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a healer, heal. Like do whatever it is that you're here to do, or at least today start exploring how you can do that. Because if that feels like a big leap, like I don't want to put myself out there today. What could be something that you could do? How could you start getting the ball rolling? And step number four, tip four, is look at all the ways in which you're actually limiting yourself, all the ways in which you're shooting on yourself and living your life almost in a box of this is how life's meant to be, and question some of those. Ask yourself why you're doing it. You might actually identify that actually I'm doing that because I really like that. I like living that way. You know, being uniquely you isn't about abandoning everything. It's not about saying, well, I have to do everything differently, because there are some things that I do in my life that are very quote unquote normal, but I'm actually quite a I see myself also as an individual, but there's still things that I do not because I'm trying to fit in, but just because actually that fits with me, that fits with my way of life. So it's not about like literally throwing all your way of life away, but it's like examining why you're doing certain things and getting clear about when you're doing things that aren't in alignment with you, why. And then the more that you identify that and the more that you allow yourself to change that, if you feel ready, the more you create space for more of you to flow in. So I hope you've enjoyed this session today, my soul magic sessions. If you've got any questions or anything, head on over to my free group on Facebook, which is called Turn Your Magic Back On, or reach out to me via social media. You can connect with me through any of the social media channels. And if you would like to know how you can work with me, go to my website, which is kirstycallow.com. Sending you so much love, and I'll see you on the next soul magic session. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Soul Magic Sessions. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe and check out my website at kirstycallow.com for more info. Have a great day.